Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, wolves continue to be a huge topic for livestock producers here in our region. Of course, ranchers in Idaho, Montana, Oregon, Washington, and Wyoming have been dealing with these predators for years. And now animal activists in Colorado want to get an item on the 2020 ballot that would allow the reintroduction of wolves there. Steve Wooten is a rancher near La Junta and is the Colorado Cattlemen's Association's president.
We see the sighting of the wolf in Jackson County is a sign that there doesn't need to be a ballot or a legislative fix to this, that wolves are, by their own natural process, they're starting to find their way into Colorado, and at a pace that is something that Colorado can deal with while we wrestle with all the issues around a major predator.
And he says the answer to the question about who should manage gray wolves in Colorado is pretty easy.
We feel like the ballot and the legislative is not the way to do it. It's something that should be assigned to Parks and Wildlife. That's why we have that group in our state, is to manage the wildlife within our state. But we haven't given them a chance to set up a plan.
And in case you're wondering, the recently sighted wolf in Jackson County, Colorado, has been confirmed by Wyoming Game and Fish as a dispersing male gray wolf out of the Cowboy State. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nemitz.